The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
B'chayr Estav Chav Dalet. We have over here in the sugya the Mishnah Chav Dalet on the Beis, going into Chav Hei, continuing for a few daf the sugya of Geziza of the Bechor. We know that the Gemara learns out that the Bechor, really all Psulim, Mekdashim have that halacha, more specifically, all Kachim have an Isser Giza. The Isser Giza is really part and parcel of the Isser Mi'ila, the Isser of Ishtamshus, in the Behema of Kachim, Shaloi, Lefi, the Tnoim of the Kedusha Shaboy. The Giza is a chelik of that issue. There's avoido, using the animal, and then there's Giza shearing the animal. It would seem from the context of the Midrashim, of the Gemaris, of the Psukhna, where the Rambam brings it, that the Giza is really not more than a type of avoido. It's another way of defining that you've used the behemoth for yourself, you've taken something from the behemoth, you've taken it out of the realm of its yichud for its status as a behemoth of kachim. But what we're going to do in Yitz Hashem, because we have over here a whole sugya of exactly the parameters and the definition of Giza, what we're going to do is we're going to try to define Giza, the act of Goizes, not only biyachas to the specific issue over here of Behema of Kodesh, but we're going to have other places in Halacha. Legabi Reishis Hagez, we learned just a few short weeks ago, the end of Maseches Chulin, where Reishis Hagez is a mitzvah that if you shear off a certain amount of lefi the shear of how many, no pun intended, you shear how much of the shearings have a shear with an ayin of Reishis Hagez is a discussion over there. And over there, the discussion is also what exactly is a Maisa Giza. And of course, when we're talking about the Malacha of Goizes, L'gabi Shabbos over there also, Goizes by us is Negev more specifically or more practically, not so much Giza of Behemois, but more the Giza of if a person pulls out of here or a person fingernails in here, which the Malacha unfortunately is quite nofut in various forms. So let's try to categorize and define what exactly Giza is. We have over here a Machloikis, Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi ben Hamashulam, not the most oft-quoted Tana, but over here we have the Surah Deshita of Rabbi Yossi ben Hamashulam, that the Maisa Giza, which takes off, not a Maisa Giza per se, but a Maisa of pulling off a few hairs in order to be able to shech the behema, is not a Maisa Giza, is not a violation of the Isser Giza. Tanakama hold not that way. The Gemara seems to say that the Psach Halacha, that's the Stamius of the Gemara Rabbi Yossi ben Hamashulam, where it's not considered a Maisa Giza, the Gemara discusses why. Is it because you ain't a mechavin to work the behema, or your intention is only to be metakin the behema, to make the shechita more accurate? Or is the pshat, because the Gemara says, because l'kito ain't a Giza? The Rambam seems to, when he talks in Perek Aleph, Mi'ilo, L'gabi this halacha, seems to say that the psak halacha over here is Kirub Yosef ben Hamashulam, and it's based on a rationale of the Maisa Likita, the Maisa of pulling out ears, not being akin to a Maisa Giza. And Rabbi Senu Achrein Marit Al-Ghazi, the Shagasari, asked, then Reishis Hagez, in Perek Yud Mehilchis Bikurim, over there, the discussion is also, Lagabi, if you pull off that amount of shearings from the sheep, is that Mechayiv Reishis Hagez? Over there, the halacha seems to be that you are Chayiv, and over there also the Gemara seems to use the terminology of Lekita Kegiza. Seems to be a clear-cut steer in the Rambam. So the Brisker Rav over here says something which will open up for us the Sha'arim, the doorway of a Nekuda Cheshuva B'yoyser, Lagabi, different areas of halacha that are called malacha. There are different places where chazal are magdir, things that are also in terms of malacha. Not always does the same word, as in many other things in shas, not always does the same word mean in lomdas, in havana, the same definition. Here the Brisker Rav opens up for us an idea that we're talking really about two different things when we're talking about the Giza of Reishis Hagez and the Giza of the Maisa Voida that we're talking about over here. The point over here is not that you're using the wool, because the Maisa Giza, as far as Hilchas Me'ila is concerned, has nothing to do with the fact that you have the wool afterwards. You have the shearings in your hand. Not relevant. You're using the shearings. You're not over here. You're pulling out a few hairs in order to make the Mokam HaShechita more accessible. You certainly have no kavana whatsoever to be nene from the hair of the behema that was pulled out. Says the Biskirov that the issue over here is the same way there's an issue of a Maisa Avoida, working the animal. The issue is not the fact that your field is now threshed, plowed, the chule. The issue is the Maisa Avoida, using the animal for a purpose which is not consistent with its yichud as a behema of Hekdish. Shearing the animal, the Maisa Giza, is a Maisa, is a violation of its status of a behema shel Hekdish. It's a Maisa Me'ilo. The point is not the toitzor, the end result, the effect of having the gaze, having the physical here in your hand. The point is the Maisa Giza. Whereas by Reishis HaGez, the Maisa Giza is only the Hechetimtz, is only the means towards an end. What's the Iker creation of Reishis HaGez? Reishis HaGez, the Torah says, when you have a certain amount of wool in your hand, having that is Machayv, giving Matanis to a coin. The same way, if you have produce of a field, it's Machayv giving Trumas and Maisus, and so on. If you have a field, it's Machayv giving part of the produce to Aniyim for Peah. Having produce, which is called shearings of sheep, is Machayv you to give a certain amount of that. Now, what's called having shearings? The Gemara says, if here is pulled out, is that shearings? On that, the Gemara is willing to hear that we'll paskin, the Rambam paskins that way, that here that's pulled out anyway, if at the end of the day you have a pile of wool sitting, that's called Reish HaGez. More importantly, the Pasuk in Pasha Shoiftin that says the mitzvah of Reish HaGez, as well as Ve'elechayim V'keva, denotes that the Reish HaGez is to be able, that the Kohen should be able to make a beged. The Gemara learns how to shear. It has to be enough to be able to make a beged koton, Shebekuhuna, for the Kohen. The purpose is that the Kohen should have some of that which was produced, which you're benefiting from. What does it have to do with the Maisa per se? The Gemara says, is however a legitimate tzad, that here that's pulled out, not with the regular gzizo, but it's pulled out with a Maisa of Likita. It's not shearings. It's just here on the floor of a barbershop. It's not gzizo, it's not produce. On that, do we paskin not that way? We paskin that the produce is a mitzius of that produce, a cheftza of produce, even if it's produced not with a Maisa Giza, but it's not a Maisa Giza. If it's not a Maisa Giza, it's only a Maisa Likita. It's not the Maisa of a sheep, could be used, either you could work an animal, and that's a violation of it being miyuchid l'tzorche hegdish, or you could shear the animal, that's also, you're taking the animal for itself. If you malakid here from the animal, you're not using it in the normal way. The Maisa is not the normal Maisa of using the animal. Therefore, it's not considered as if you render the animal being used for your usage as opposed to Hagdish. That's what the Briskerov says. Let's take this a step further, and now let's go into Malacha Shabbos. How do we define, in the Briskerov's terminology, how do we define the Malacha of Gezizo? Goizes, shearing a sheep, which the Gemara points out, the reason why it's a Av Malacha is because it was done in the Mishkan. They sheared the sheep in order to have the wool to make the big dekuna, to make the reois that were in the Mishkan. So it's an Av Malacha. There's an Av Malacha called Gziza. The next process in that is Malabin, where they washed out the fabric in order to clean it, in order to make it workable, usable, to be able to take the wool. Turn it into wool, then turn the wool with all those complicated technical Malachas, Oisish Debatinir, etc., into thread, to be able to be woven into that which was necessary for the Mishkan. How do we define that Malacha? Do we define Malacha Shabbos in terms of the end result? Malacha Shabbos is Osir because of the end result, or Malacha Shabbos is Osir, the Maisa itself? Now, at first glance, we would say a Svara, that the end result, the Torah has no problem with it being wool. There's nothing wrong with having wool on Shabbos. If a guy would do it for you, there's nothing wrong with having wool on Shabbos. What's wrong is doing a Maisa Malacha. The act itself is a violation of Shvisa Shabbos. L'chore, that would be the Svar Pshuta. And what's Taka the Halacha, L'gabi the Malacha of Geziza, insofar as Isuya Shabbos is concerned? the Masach HaShabbos, which is the Minchas Chinuch's Chidushim on Melachos of Shabbos. In the Minchas Chinuch, he has a section where he's Marich on all the different Melachos. In the Masach HaShabbos, the Minchas Chinuch brings Rayas that, and insofar as Gezizah of Shabbos would be concerned, the Halacha would be as follows. By Behemo, he says, to pull off, to be Goizes, to shear a sheep, is obviously an Avalacha. That's the way they did it in the Mishkan. To pull it out, Lekito loy havi kigziza legabi Shabbos. Legabi oif, if a person would have a chicken and a person is plucking the feathers off a chicken, since that's orche to do it with one's hands, the halacha is over there that that would be a maisim halacha legabi Shabbos, even though, lemoshul, legabi, if we're talking about is lekita maisa gziza or not, legabi kochim, it's clear that lekitas, plucking the feathers off a bird, or noitzas izin, which is not the regular shearing, but it's pulling off pieces of the sheep, would not be a malach, even though it's the derech lasus kach, it would not be considered a maisa gziza. So here we have somewhat of a stira mine ubei. We're saying that legabe, we just showed that insofar as the shearings is concerned, it doesn't make a difference whether you pull it out with your hand, or whether you, which is shaloi kederech, it's not the way to shear a sheep, or you do it with a proper kli malacha, that would be considered a maisa malacha legabe me'il, like we said, legabe avayda b'kotchim. Legabe Shabbos, there's a new criteria. Whether it's orche or whether it's not orche, it doesn't make a difference with the regular, is it with a kli or not. If it's kederech, how you would do that thing, that is kaved as an av malacha b'kziza. If not, it's not. What's the take? Is Shabbos like Resh Dagez? Is the end result, which we said in Svara, the end result is not the problem. The Torah has no problem with food being cooked on Shabbos. You put the food on right before Shabbos. The fact that you have food that was cooked on Shabbos is certainly not Melacha Shabbos. And there are many examples of this. The Melacha of Shabbos is to do the Maisa Melacha. And over here, Legabe, the Maisa Melacha, it's not Doimel Resh Dagez, it's more Doimel Avoido Bikotchim. But there's a new criteria. It doesn't go to say, we don't say there's a difference between a kli and biyad. We say there's a difference between when it's keurche and when it's not keurche. What's the take on Melech Shabbos? So let's discuss a Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Samuch, which is a maftech to a lot of different inyonim in Melech Shabbos. The Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Samuch asks a question. We have something else which would seem not to have to fit the criteria of an Av Melech, and that's the Mais of Zoyre L'Ruach. There's an Av Melech of taking Tvua, where the chaff is not separated from the wheat, throwing it up into the wind. It was winnowed. It was separated by the wind. It's similar to the Melach HaBayr of Dosh, but it's a step before. It was thrown up into the ear. The wind separated the kernel from the klipa, from the husk. And the Gemara says that if a person would do the same maisa, throwing something up into the ear, and the wind would carry it, and that would create a maisa mazik, or a maisa ritzicha, it would be considered a groma ba'alma. And still, legabe Shabbos, a person's chayv, it's an av malachim, the Gemara wants no maishno. Now, maybe you would say that for some reason, Shabbos doesn't have the out of groma. Groma is a p'tur legabe ritzicha, a p'tur legabe mazik, a p'tur legabe other dinim. Maybe Shabbos not true. The Gemara in Shabbos in several places talks about Gram Kibui, Gram Hadlacha. These things are not a Melecha Shabbos. Groma is not a Melecha Shabbos. So what's the pshat that even though there is a p'tur of Groma Melecha Shabbos, but the Groma of causing the wheat to be separated, to be purified, we don't look at that as a Groma, we look at that as an Amalacha. The Gemara says, Shaini Shabbos, the Melechas Machsheves Osvetoyer. The Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Samach, right before the Mishnah. Shaini Shabbos, the Melechas Machsheves Osvetoyer. Rashi says over there, this Avid Machshavtoy. Shabbos is more Chomer because that which you meant to do was done. What does that mean? What does that mean? What is the Gemara telling us? So Rabbi Seinu were Magdir, they explained that the Pshat is like this. By Shabbos, true what's the malacha is, the av malacha is the maisa. The end result is not the point, like we say. But the definition of a maisa legabe Shabbos is that maisa which creates that end result. I'll give a pashut example. If a person would put a suitcase on the back of an animal, and that animal would carry the suitcase for him through Rishus HaRabim, Boifin, where if he'd carried himself, he'd be chayiv skila. Taloch is, it's not an av malocha. A person would take the same animal, and instead of having the animal carry his suitcase, he would have the animal schlep a tool, a plowing tool, through a field, and that would plow up the ground. The halacha over there, that's an av malocha called chayrish. Maishna explains the Ramban. The Ramban's in a few places, in Shabbos Kufnun Gimel, in also in the Ramban Sefer Mitzvahs. The way one carries a suitcase is not on the back of an animal. It could be, if you want to save yourself the exertion, the tircha of carrying the suitcase, use an animal. But is that the way to carry a suitcase? No. If that's not the way to carry a suitcase, the fact that you have the end result that the suitcase was carried for you does not render that an av malacha. Masha'enkin, when we're talking about plowing, since that is the way to plow, the way to produce the end result of having the ground, people plow with an animal attached to a plowing utensil. Not bisman hazeh, but when that's the way it was done, that was the act of plowing. Im kain, the fact that that's the way to get that end result defines that as the act of Shabbos itself. Meleches Shabbos is defined, that's called Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Machsheves, by the way, very often is a tzad lahakel. We'll discuss further. But in this case, it's a tzad lahachmir. If that's the maisa with which that act is performed, if that becomes the engineered and the regular way to do that thing, to produce that end result, that is the Meleches Shabbos. And that's really what the Gemara is saying. Mazik, Ritzicha, these things, either you did it b'yadayim or not. Either it's considered your direct act or it's not. If you throw something and the wind is what carries it, you might have caused it, but lemaisa you didn't do it. It's only a grom, it's potter. Legabe Shabbos, if that's the classic way to winnow out wheat, then the halacha is your potter. You know why you're potter? Because, I'm sorry, the reason why you're chayiv is because that is considered halachically, that in terms of Shabbos is the act of Melech Shabbos. Lemaisa, if we're talking about throwing something, carrying something, the way to carry something is not by having the wind transported for you. The way is to carry it. So if you throw something in Rosh Hashanah and it carries the wind, we're not talking about where you throw something, you throw a ball and you throw it in Rosh Hashanah. That's called you threw it. We're talking about where you throw something straight up into the air and you know that there's a hurricane coming in from the coast and you throw it up with enough of a delayed reaction that the hurricane sweeps in and pulls the ball. You didn't throw the ball. You threw it up, but even that the wind carried it. That's not a ma'aseh avodah. That's not the way to throw a ball. The way to throw a ball is to use your force to throw it, from the mound to home plate. Ma'aseh kein, we use the wind to throw. That's not the way to throw it. Ma'aseh kein, that is the way to thresh wheat. If that's the way to thresh wheat, then that's considered av malach. Okay, we'll point out another example of the same idea. Today, they try to make, there's a controversy about a Shabbos, some type of new Shabbos switch going on now. But there's many different things that they've invented in Eretz Yisrael over the years with different institutions for halach and technology together have come out with different types of wheelchairs and so on and so forth. Things that operate electricity and so on with groma. Rav Yoshev and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal both held that's Malacha Deraisa. Either is a Ptur Groma on Shabbos, yes. But if something is designed specifically to work with Groma, then that becomes the way that machine works on Shabbos. That's an Av Malacha, that's Malachas Machshavos. It's the same idea we're bringing out. That Malachas Machshavos is a Tzad Lahachmir when it's by design. When it's by design and that is the Hagdorah of the Maisa Malacha, that would be considered Malachas Machshavos. So Shlomo Zalman and Eliyoshev agree about a Groma wheelchair or a Groma light switch. There's another case where Shlomo Zalman and Eliyoshev Dafka disagree. That is, if somebody has a Shabbos clock and somebody wants to pull pins out in order to keep the Shabbos clock on for longer. I'm sorry, the opposite. Somebody wants to pull pins out on Shabbos at the Shabbos clock. The clock is supposed to go off at 11 o'clock, if somebody who's not feeling well wants to go to sleep earlier, you want to pull the pins out in order that the light should go off at 9. Rav Eliyoshev holds that that is kibui deraisa. That's kibui. Why is that kibui? Because what you're doing is you're really turning off the light. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that's not more than just a groma of kibui. Why is it a groma? Because you're not doing it via dime. You're doing a gram kibui. Gram kibui happens to be mutter. Rav Eliyoshev held that's awesome. And the reason for that is he held because that the Shabbos clock is that's the way to turn off the light. If that's the way to turn off the light, that doesn't have the regular status of a groma. Shlomo Zalman held that's not the way to turn off the light. The way to turn off the light is to flick the switch. The whole putting of a Shabbos cloud is because you don't want to turn off the light. Because it's designed to turn off a light when you don't want to turn off the light, that does not render it that that's the way to turn off a light. So that's a machlokes between Shlomo Zalman and Eliyoshiv. Mashenka, in a wheelchair that works on a groma principle, that's the wheelchair. This wheelchair is designed to work that way. Over there, they would agree that that's by design. Over there, Malach Machshavis would ask up a groma. Nachzul didan. Let's go back to Gziza. What we have is, we have that if we look at the end result, we say that Likita, pulling out here of an animal, is not a Maisa Gziza. If we look at the end result, it's considered, not that it's a Maisa Gziza, but the end result is considered gaze. Masha'enkein, if we look at the ma'isa itself, l'kita lo yavik egzizah. We pass m'v'yezim v'mashulim. By Shabbos, we're mechalek. Do we look at the ma'isa malocha on Shabbos in terms of that it has to be the classic sense, gezizah has to be with a kli gezizah, or even when you do it biyad, since it produces the same result, it's considered a ma'isa of gezizah? Depends. If we're looking at an animal, since that's not the way to shear a sheep, then that becomes not the regular ma'isa. It's not the regular ma'isa, l'kita le'avik egzizah. If we're talking about an oif, since that is the way to pluck a chicken, by the way, we might add that as a malacha on Shabbos, there is no difference between if the animal, if the chicken, is alive or dead. If you pull feathers off a chicken, because what you're doing is you're creating an end result. That is the way to create an end result of having oichel, of having a Michael on Shabbos. So that pulling feathers off a chicken, even after the chicken was cooked, if it wasn't cleaned properly, you pull feathers off, is a problem of a malacha on Shabbos. But on Shabbos, the Ikar Kaveh is that the way to do the ma'isa? Is that design that's the ma'isa of how to get it off by a chicken? Yes, the way to take feathers off a chicken is by plucking it by hand. With an animal, not. The way to do it is with a kli miyuchad lakach. So that would not be considered a ma'isa Ziza.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.